This is a show that never ends. Yes, it goes on and all my friends, even though you haven't heard an episode in a while. Y'all, Nick is in hysterics. I broke him with that intro. Hello, everyone. Welcome to True Comedy. My name is Kirsten Cunningham.
And I'm Nicholas Finch.
Thank you all for joining us. True Comedy is a podcast where two best friends talk about life, liberty, and the pursuit of stuff, I guess. So, yeah, welcome, everybody. It's been a couple weeks, but we are back and blacker than ever.
I was going to say
it's wintertime and Nick is lightening up and shriveling down.
I was going to say, like, if anybody might be blacker, it's you, but I am definitely lighter and lighter. I'm lighter and lighter.
Yeah, I know, right?
Call me Bic.
But soon to be endorsed by Martha and Snoop, the new Nick Bic. Light up wherever you go.
Jeez Louise. We on that
for
Nick Finch pack.
And other things.
Giggity. We just want to thank everybody for liking and subscribing and listening to us wherever you listen to on whatever platform. We thank you for all the support. Continue visiting Key Creations on the Facebook page using a promo code podcast. Get $3 off your total.
$3 off your order.
Yeah, your total
and
order.
Holiday season is right around the corner. Go ahead and start getting your customizable everything. Shop all in one place. Shop local. Do what it do. Don't mess it up like Oopsie Daisy.
Hey, real talk, real spit. Like, this is not an endorsement or anything, but it is. Just saying, like, this girl can come up with some designs for all your little Christmas Day photos and your pajamas. I'm just saying, that's worth looking into, worth investing in. Key Creations got you, dog, for real.
Gang, gang.
But before we get into anything, I promised you before we started recording, I was going to annoy you. So, Kirsten, I have a song on my heart that I just have to play for our people just so
because we're not giving Mariah any money.
No, we're not giving Mariah any money. I just got to play this song so folks can hear what's on my heart. Here it is.
Definitely get an ice cream.
Huh?
That's enough for that.
We gotta let it play.
No, we
gotta let it play. It's just a fight song, baby.
Yeah, if y'all don't know, Nick has some lovely news he's gonna share.
Yeah.
I was wondering why you sent him dressed like a big old apple.
First of all, I wear this shirt to record every week. So I'm not trying to hear it right now. Now, if y'all don't know what that is yay Alabama, as in yay Alabama Crimson Tide, as in yay University of Alabama, because your boy has only one thing to say.
Y'all don't even know he was a virgin until he's 28, and now, Roll Tide.
He will always be remembered. Roll Tide.
That's right. Nicholas J. Finch. What's up?
Listen, all I gotta say is I'm glad you got a job, but people gonna be real confused because on the last episode you said you had a job and now you got a different job.
Okay.
Nick be hopscotching through.
Okay,
jobs.
So we're gonna get into that. I am now back in higher education. I am an employee of the University of Alabama. How about that? As
I'm
a communication specialist in
job.
The School of Social Work. Thank you. I am so happy.
Roll Tide
indeed. But I just I had to. I put four different buttons of Alabama on here just to annoy
gross.
You. Just to
that
annoy
like
you.
An STD.
Stupidly
transmitted disease.
Oh wow! First of all, don't come for my employer. I don't come for yours. Don't come for me. Okay.
I didn't come for your employer. I came for those words.
I hope so.
But yeah. So now we got to talk about what happened. So last time we did a show, I told everybody I got a job at Red Mountain Events. By the way, I appreciate everybody up there. They were fantastic. I enjoyed going through training and everything. It was great.
It's like, look, I put my resignation in when I walked in the door.
Here's how it went down. Like the very first day I go to Hoover, right? That's where we were based at for training. I go through it and I do the day. I'm excited. Yeah, this is about to be my the rest of my life, man. I'm about to make some money, you know, selling some stuff. Right now, they focus on AT&T, so I was going to sell my stuff for AT&T, and I was going to be so happy because I get to talk to people and
none
do all that stuff.
These are paid endorsements, by the way.
These are not paid endorsements, but I mean, they were going to be at one point.
Stick out the job, you know.
What now?
Because you didn't stick out the job. That's why they weren't paid endorsements.
That's true. So I go up there first day. I'm happy, and I come home, and I'm telling you, I'm not sitting on the couch for more than 30 minutes when I get a call from a Tuscaloosa number. Mm-hmm. Who is calling me from Tuscaloosa? I almost didn't answer. Guy said, you better pick up that phone, boy. So I answered it. And it was a school of social work. It was like, are you available for an interview? They were asking me if I was available for an interview, if I was still interested, if I was available for an interview Wednesday. This is after the first day of me working there now. Mm-hmm. So I was like, yeah. In my mind, I was like, hell yeah, I'm interested and available for an interview. But I just
said 20 games.
I just said, yes, ma'am, I'm available. So thankfully, Wednesday was going to be an off day anyway. So I interviewed. I knocked it out of the park. I mean, it was the best interview I've ever given in my entire life. It was like I'd been waiting 15 years for this interview.
Right.
So I knocked it out of the park. And then that Friday, they started. This is the Friday before homecoming, UWA homecoming. They started doing the background check, and I was like, oh, goodness, because remember I sent you the text. Right. So,
they found my Tampa tweets.
No, I don't have any Tampa tweets. And if I did, they're definitely deleted. I'm going to come back. No, let me stop right now. Let me tell you something. Okay, so I don't know if anybody else has done this, but I'm going to recommend everybody do this right now. So if you have tweets that you might not be proud of, like you just need to like go into Twitter and search your name. And then, like, do some keywords or phrases that are offensive today that weren't so, like, in 2012, 2009, 2012. Or you didn't care. So go through and Google that and, like, and Twitter search that, because I definitely did that when I got the UWA job.
Good job.
I did that 4 years ago.
Good job. I'm proud of
so,
you.
So,
but you've been out of pockets for longer than that time, so.
I hadn't been out of pocket since I started working at UWA. Not too out of pocket. Anyway, so interview Wednesday. They start the background search Friday. So I tell all y'all, hey, they're doing the background search. It's getting serious. And then the most important person in this story is Latresa Pugh. And let me tell you why she's important. This is my cousin. We have the same birthday. Basically, my sister. And this, she's important to the story because I was not going to apply for this job. Right. I wasn't. But she sent me the link to apply. She said, you never know. And I was like, all right, I'll apply. And then, so I text her Friday. They're doing a background check. She says, Nick, if they're doing a background check, that means you got the job.
Yep. Listen to the song. I'm sorry.
I just playing. Oh, no, wait. That was Beyonce. Now, you can go ahead. Yes. Start again.
No, I'm good. I'm good.
Okay. So,
in a moment.
That means I'm going down to UWA homecoming, knowing I'm about to be working in Alabama. So you remember me at homecoming, boy, I couldn't stop smiling. Boy, if y'all had seen me at UWA homecoming, boy, I was happier than a tick in that's gonna be bad. I was gonna say a tick in Africa. Please. But I'm not gonna do that. I was happier than a mosquito in Ethiopia. But that's worse too, ain't it?
You said a mosquito in Ethiopia. Just stop talking.
Okay.
Just stop.
But anyway, the point is, I was happy. Yeah. I was happier than a fly on an elephant. How about that?
Yeah.
Okay, that'll work. Or a zebra, because zebras poop too. And those are black and white, or white and black. But anyway, so that happened the 22nd, the 29th. I got the call. We're offering you. It's yours. And here we are. Now, what happened with Red Mountain?
Yeah.
Friday. When I found out I was getting my because they called me Friday before I even left to go to Hoover.
Mm-hmm.
No, I, you know what, I'm telling the whole story wrong. They called me Thursday.
You are, but it's okay.
They called me Thursday. I got the news Thursday. We're doing a background check. So Friday I went up to Hoover and I was like, should I still go through a training knowing I'm finna get this job? And I said that is not the honorable thing to do. So we talked to him and said, y'all, I can't because I'm about to get this and I gotta go. Okay. And I appreciate the opportunity. I still have the phone numbers. Like in that one week, I regretted it, not because, you know, I was leaving an opportunity that I had been praying for, but those are some really nice people, and I'd recommend anybody go up there to work for them. They are off the chain. They motivated me in ways. I'll put it like this. If it wasn't for that one day I spent up there, or the couple of days I spent up there going up there, mm-hmm. I would not have been in the right frame of mind for that Alabama job, for that Alabama interview.
Okay.
So I appreciate everybody at Red Mountain Events because they were amazing, and I honestly miss them. But this is an opportunity I could not pass up.
Right.
I had to take it. I'm back in higher ed, and the craziest thing, this is the closest I have ever lived to work.
Look at God. That's a blessing.
I literally live 1.3 miles from my new office.
That's a blessing. Like, you can walk to work.
Let's not be crazy. I mean, I can walk to work.
Right.
You know what? I'm going to tell you something. UWA, we are so spoiled with how much the parking passes cost.
Listen, I know.
Like, when I saw how much the parking pass.
Your paycheck going to be what you need to, yeah.
When I saw how much the parking pad cost, I'm like, bro, I might walk the first couple of months, man. I ain't had no job in a while, man. I got to get out of debt. Like, I gotta walk for a little while, for real.
Drop a few more pounds, you know.
I'm just saying, I got to get me a bicycle or something, man. Y'all tripping. You got to get a bike permit, bro. You can't even just ride a bike willy-nilly.
How much that cost? $200?
I didn't even look. I saw how much it cost to park my car. I was like, how much is it going to cost to park my bike? I don't even want to know. I just know. I was like, man,
look, Nick be like, I'm mad I didn't get one of them PPP loans because ain't none of y'all in jail yet.
I tried to tell you,
I got a PPP loan.
Somebody need to go back in time. About the first time we talked about it on this show, you said, don't do it. And I was like, bro, we need to do it. I want to interrupt this broadcast because I don't know if you know, Kirsten, every time they do these, like, if something is born in your month, is on your month or something, like they'll have your back or something like that. You know how, like, if you get stuck in an elevator with this month,
oh yeah,
will you survive all that crap? Okay, so I just saw this new one where it says your birth month has to do a job interview on your behalf. Okay.
Okay.
So if you you're February, so right? You get off real lucky, I guess, because you have future. Future won't embarrass you too bad, right?
Okay.
All right. So my wife will have J. Cole. I'm not sure, really sure who January is, and I don't
I don't recognize his face.
August has Kanye, might be in trouble. September has Drake, but then I get down to December, and here's why I hate these things, because December always gets the short end of a stick. Like, I saw one. I saw one the other day. It's like, here's what you would get for Christmas based on your birth month, and then you get down to December and it says nothing. Okay.
I mean,
what the crap? Like, you gonna get something for Christmas? It's December. Everybody gets something. Stupid. Anyway, so I'm looking at this one. Your birth month has to do a job interview on your behalf, and you'll never guess who they have for December.
I probably won't. Cardi B?
No. It's all male rappers.
Okay, I don't know who. Uzi Vert.
Lil Boosie. Boosie. Yeah. Boosie is supposed to interview on my back. Now, could you imagine if a couple of weeks ago, Boosie was interviewing on my behalf? Now, I don't know what y'all do down there at Tuscaloosa, but I do know y'all, that college is too many folk running around that listen to
Little Nas X. Listen to me. Get that crap off the radio now.
If Boosie was interviewing on your behalf, you would have lost the job you still had at Red Mountain.
Now,
what? Like, you'd be done for.
My goodness. At least you got a chance. You got future.
I mean, yeah, but I'm sorry you unemployed again.
Dang, man.
Because that's what would have happened.
But see, why do folks always do December like this? And every single one of these. Like, what beef do y'all have with December?
Here's the real problem I have. October. It's the 10th month. Oct means 8. The whole name means 8 month. Can we just fix that? You never thought about that, did you? Uh-huh. Yeah, let's fix that one, please. And thank you. That's all I ask. You're still broken, aren't you?
What?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
What? Hold on. No, I'm Googling this right now. Talk about something else while I Google this. That's
okay, well, I'm going to go back to the reason you should have got a PPP loan, and then I'm glad the reason you didn't, because we said nobody was going to jail. But I was completely wrong, because a Georgia man pleads guilty to buying collectible cards with a PPP loan. Yeah, in Dublin, Georgia, a man pled guilty to illegally obtaining a coronavirus relief loan, PPP, for more than $57,000 to buy Pokemon cards, bro.
What a dumb reason.
He had to catch them all and then caught a charge, and he's facing up to 20 years in prison, okay, for Pokemon cards. And see, my thing is, they didn't even, he submitted false information last year saying that it was for entertainment services for a business, he claimed. I mean, that is entertainment. He actually received an $85,000 loan, and he used $57,789 of it on Pokemon cards. I'm just mad they wouldn't tell me what cards it was, because I would have completely relived my life for some, like, a holographic Charizard, all the ones that I couldn't get when I was a kid. Like, I would be kind of down for it.
Now, there is no card on Earth, no set of cards, no Yu-Gi-Oh, no Pokemon, no Magic, the Gathering cards that I would spend that amount of money on.
I mean, I didn't say I'd do it under my name.
I'm not doing it, period. Now,
I mean, I'm going to be Nicholas Finch while I'm committing the...
Excuse me. Hey, why?
I'm just telling the truth.
Why? Why you got it? You could be comedy. Anybody else in the world.
Comedy.
I understand that, but I'm already broke for now. Okay.
I mean, that's because Boosie was just interviewing on your behalf.
That's true. So, I have an answer.
Did you also hear, Nick, that a little while ago, they had a small penis rally in L.A.?
No, I sent you that.
People were chanting, Motion of the Ocean.
I sent you that, Kirsten.
Yeah, I sent it to you before as well. But
you did?
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
But it's okay.
You know, we send a lot of stuff to each other like that. We confuse each other.
Back and forth.
Okay, so I have an answer for you. The good Google machine has an answer. So October used to be the eighth month of the of the year. In 45 BC, Julius Caesar added 2 months to correct the Julian calendar, but kept the names of the months that already existed. So it used to be the eighth month of the year.
Right. But can we just flip it back now?
So what did he add? June and July, probably, if I was a betting man.
Probably. He probably added it before and not after, you know, the beginning, not the end. Then he got stabbed. That's why he said, beware the Ides of March.
No.
Okay.
He added January and February.
Oh. Did not know that. The more you know.
Dun, 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 dun. Okay, so what happened was, I see now. He added he added January and February, but then July and August were renamed in his honor, and then Augustus.
Oh, okay.
I hope y'all learned something today, guys.
You did. Today on Reading Negro, I mean Rainbow.
I just realized I don't know Reading Rainbow. Yeah, I got it. It's like, what's the Reading Rainbow thing?
But it's more like chitterlings in the sky. My cholesterol going twice as high. Take a look. It's in a book. A Reading Negro. I can't do anything.
I love it. Police.
Take a look. It's in a book.
Reading.
A well-educated Negro.
Wow.
Because in mind, it's a terrible thing to waste.
My
to the United Negro College Fund.
You know what else is a terrible thing to waste?
What?
A cup of Kool-Aid. Now, okay.
Beer, but I got some Kool-Aid.
Okay, so...
Listen, y'all, don't talk crap and then block me on Facebook. People won't send me the screenshots.
Testify. You know, speaking of homecoming, I don't know how I got home, but thank God that I did. I made it home safely. But it's like,
he made it.
It's like when I got home, my whole body I just couldn't do anything intelligent.
So you're ready to go night.
So I decided I was going to sit down and watch me an episode of Supergirl, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I
Melissa Benoit.
Yes, and she, oh my God, she is so pretty. But anyway.
Yeah, she's married to her love interest.
Yeah, I know.
In real life, and they got a child.
No, I'm not saying like, oh, she's so pretty, I just gotta have her. I'm just saying that she is.
I was just telling you, you know.
I can, my eyes have it served. She's a very beautiful woman. But anyway.
You know she was on Glee, right?
I did not. Until I looked all that stuff up, because you know when I start liking something, I obsess.
Yeah.
So I got home after homecoming, and I decide that I'm just gonna give me something to eat. You know, give me something to drink, just to get my mind right. But mm-hmm. my mind was not working, and here's how. So I fixed myself. This is the cup right here. I want you to see. It's my little Knicks Giants cup.
That looks like a Key Creation shop.
It is a Key Creation shop. She gave me this for Christmas.
Okay.
Okay. So no, my birthday. One of them, anyway, because it's all in December. So,
but you just said you're supposed to get something. Never mind.
So
continue your story.
I get home and I find the cup, but I can't find the lid to the cup, which is the whole problem of this story. So I couldn't find it anyway. So I am upset with you know who. No names here, but I'm just upset because why are you gonna watch this and then not help me find the lid? So I fix me a cup of Hawaiian punch. Okay. For some reason, after I finish pouring the cup of wine punch, my hand just stops working and I drop the bottle of wine punch, but it lands right on the base. So nothing really spills, but it kind of like gushes out like a volcano, right? Uh-huh. And just shoots me in my face and then everything on the cabinet just, psh, oh my God. Okay. So I had to get a towel
right in the face.
Right in the face. So I get a towel and clean that up. Now, mind you, I still cannot find what? Never mind. Mind you, I still cannot find the lid to this cup. So for some reason, my dumb ass thought it would be a good idea because I, for some reason, I didn't get one of the tray tables. I was like, you know what? I'm going to sit here and eat. I ate a pancake. I remember what I ate now. It was like the pancake sausage corn dog thing. Like, so that's what I ate. I just got that, some syrup, and a cup of Hawaiian punch. So I sit my dumb ass on the couch. But the cup beside me, I didn't sit it on the floor. Oh, I sat it on the couch beside me, and I just eat my corn dog thingy as I'm watching Supergirl. Well, as the show goes on, my cup just teetered, and wastes all over me. So I had to draw, I had to spill Hawaiian punch twice, right?
One, you took it in the face.
And then I took it on the butt. Oh my goodness. That sounds horrible, but it's true. So... So I have to get another towel to try to dry the couch. And I find a towel, but the couch won't dry.
At this point,
yeah. I don't know. I don't know if I am or not. Because I drove home fine. I had no problems getting home. Everything was fine. So for some reason, I decided to check the cabinet for the lid. And I'll be... if that lid was not sitting right there in that cabinet the like entire time, right where it belongs, it wasn't there. Like when I looked earlier, it wasn't there. I checked the dishwasher, the sink, the cup was in the dishwasher. So naturally, you would think the lid would be in the dishwasher too, but it wasn't. It was in the cabinet the entire time, and I found it after I wasted all that Hawaiian punch everywhere. Okay, so the couch wasn't dry. The couch wasn't dry the next day. Okay, so, and this is the part where my wife's going to be upset with me. Okay, so what I did was I took her blanket that's still on the couch right now. And I was not feeling good that Sunday, but I laid on top of the blanket.
Right, I think I received a text message to the fact that you can't do that ever again.
That is correct. It was the African rum shot that was like, uh-uh. Like my throat still
That's
burns.
That's what you got for trying to connect to your ancestors.
But you know, they only like partly my ancestors. We know that I was answering to my Native American ancestors when I was in Livingston that night or something. It was not my black ancestors, because my black ancestors would have been like, don't drink that. You don't know what it
you
is.
You can't do everything with your friends.
Okay. So I made a mistake and kissed a snake. How many doctors did it take? So I laid on Whitney's blanket while I put it on top of the juice while I laid on the couch.
She ought to beat you. She should have.
She didn't know.
She should have did her best Diary of a Mad Black Woman impersonation and pushed you into a tub and watched you blow bubbles. Helen, she should have been Helen and you should have been Charles. Just
Well, I mean, she knows. I think I admitted it to it before, but I don't remember. But if I didn't, now the whole world knows that I used her towel to dry the couch. I'm not her towel, her blanket to dry the couch, and I apologize for it. But you know, I couldn't. The towel wasn't getting it done. It was a lot Hawaiian punch wasted that day. I'm sorry to Hawaiian gods. Now, I bet you're wondering, is that actually Hawaiian God? Do you know that alphabet only has 16 letters, and I just used every single one of them?
What can I say except you're welcome?
Thank you!
Lord. So, Nick, listen here. You know I'm the weird kind of true crime fan guy. So, here's Kirsten with another story. Did you know TikTok has cults now?
What?
Buddy, let me see. There is some female on the TikTok that supposedly has convinced ladies, let's say maybe of low self-esteem, larger ladies, that they should basically devote themselves to her. They're like cutting themselves, tattooing her name on them. Let me see if I can find this girl's name. But like, it's called the Daddy's Girl Cult.
See, telling me that, but I am very much my daddy's. Please don't call me beautiful.
Please don't.
Please.
Like these girls hop on lives and get mad when people compliment them. So yeah, it's a whole mess. I just don't understand. Like they've never even met this person. They brand her name on them, tattoo themselves. People will cut themselves. Her name is Angela something. I ain't even telling this crazy heifer's name. But why are we doing this, y'all?
Do you want me to answer this in a comedy way or a psychological way?
I mean, both.
Okay. People need to feel like they belong to something. Sometimes, truth be told, there's a lot of times where, you know, how fraternities get the bad names, like the people who join a fraternity for the wrong reasons, other than doing service and like having belonging to a network, who join so they can feel like they belong to something, sort of like a gang. That's the situation we have. And that's what's going on with TikTok in that situation.
You ain't about to let me tattoo some heifer's name on me. I never.
Hey, listen.
First off, I ain't tattooing my own name on me.
Listen, you have that set of values instilled from you when you were a child. Everybody wasn't raised the way we were raised. So it's hard for you to understand why somebody would want to tattoo somebody's name on themselves and join something like that and not get compliments. You can't comprehend that. But that's other folks' reality.
True. TikTok's just taught me a lot. Like apparently in some retirement communities, especially down there in Florida, if you see people tying loofahs to their antennas, it means certain, apparently, sexual things. Like a white loofah tied around the antenna means that they're just novices and beginners. Purple means they're a voyeur and people who like to watch them do things. Pink is like a soft swap. People who like to do it with other people in the room. And by it, we mean, you know, things adults do. And there's like a whole bunch of different like codes for loofahs.
I'm gonna need, listen.
That's in old people communities, y'all.
I want you to send me that just so I can see it.
Sue,
oh, you wild.
Earl and Charles having them things tied around their Kia Soul, or they Buick or their Mercury-less Sabre going up and down the hall, like going to bingo with these loofahs on it, trying to tell you what they want and how they want it done.
Whoop, time to go.
Cecil, did your Niagara take hold yet? We got Sally and Pearl coming over later. Like, that's nasty.
Hold on a minute, player.
There ain't enough Geritol, castor oil, fish oil pills, Bengay. You know it smell like biofreeze in the room.
Oh my God. Jesus.
You walk in there and they swinging from the chandeliers and you think it's a dementia episode and no, and it's whatever they Lufa Morse code was telling them. Like, that's nasty.
They be walking up in the room like,
what it do, baby?
I feel so bad for the little CNAs walking into the room. Miss Pearl, it's time for your, you ain't taking no pills today. You already taking something else.
Oh, hell no.
Oh, my God. I do need you to see.
Gross.
I do need you to see me that because I just want to see what the loopers mean. I really do. That's the only reason I want to see it. But no, and I mean by it, I mean the list of loofers, not it as in the acts that they are committing against each other. Because I can't. I mean, you know, it is natural to want to engage with coitus with the other or the same. You know, I'm not here to judge. With someone else. That's natural human instinct, natural animal instinct, really.
Speaking of animals. A Florida veterinarian recorded himself having sex with animals and uploaded it online. Yeah.
What's going on in Florida? Do we need to talk?
Like, it just needs to be burned. That's like the new Sodom and Gomorrah.
You think so? Yeah. It's Florida's rough, bro. They got all types of stuff going on down there. Like, now it's almost becoming Australia. I mean, you got the crazy snakes. They got the animals going crazy, the alligators. Mm-hmm. The people are having loofahs on their antennas. They got the meth heads. They got bath salts. They got heck, if they'd have meth squirrels, they'd be better Alabama, really. like, it's so much going on down there. It's like, why would you want to move there?
Good weather.
Good weather? That's
Nick, uh-uh. You already said, I just want to say a few episodes back, you were talking about how your life would be so different if you lived in Florida. So
no, we were talking about Miami. Miami, Florida. No, listen to me.
That's Florida.
No. Miami is new Cuba. It is not Florida. Okay. No. Tampa is Florida.
Do you want me to find equally as disturbing things from Miami?
No, listen. I know. Okay, I know.
Spoil your image.
Listen, I know Boca Raton is Florida. Okay. Miami is a different place. It is not Florida. Now, it's got its own issues. Don't get it twisted. And I respect that. But I also, now, while we're here, I don't appreciate everybody who called me out saying that I wouldn't survive a semester in Miami, because I got called out more on that than I realized. And I just want to say, forget y'all. I would have survived. I don't care what y'all say.
Look, don't get mad when you ask a question and people answer.
Listen to me. Because they wrong. Because I would have survived.
I don't know.
Why would I not have survived in Miami?
You already established why you wouldn't have.
Why?
Survived.
Just give me one good reason why. Give me one good reason.
You barely made it through homecoming without flooding your house with Hawaiian punch. Do you need another good reason?
They ask you how you are, you just have to say that you're fine. You're not really fine. You just can't get into it because they would never understand.
I don't appreciate that.
You asked for a good reason.
That is a solid reason.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, you know, tragedy can be sad, right? Mm-hmm. You know, whenever you have a family member pass away, it's a sad moment. And I just want to take a moment, and I have never done this on the podcast, talk about my cousin Early, Early James. He was a Clark County legend. If he hadn't gotten his leg broken by Thomasville, which is why we don't mess with Thomasville in my part of the woods, probably would have led Clark County to a state championship. Despite that, he went to West Alabama for a little while, had a lot of kick return records before Terry Allen came along and broke him. So I just want to take a moment and just say I miss you and I appreciate the time we had together. But however, his death and his funeral served as one of the first times I got to see a lot of family for a really, really long time.
Hopefully it was all a good experience.
It was a good experience, and I'm about to talk about it.
Wonderful, because I've just seen some festivals of ratchet with funerals that got to be stopped. Like, why are we bringing the body into the church being drugged by a white horse into the church?
I got a sound for that.
We're doing too much.
We're doing way too much. So I got to see my cousins, and they were all talking about how things like they used to do when they were kids. Like, there used to be kind of like a gully aside from my auntie's house that they used to like dig a hole.
I bet you this sounds like it's about to end up like one of me and my cousins' stories.
They used to dig a hole and like tunnel through it, right? They were talking about all this stuff that they used to do, and then my cousin Jackie was like, because of the stuff they did, I couldn't do that same stuff. But she got to dig a hole and tunnel through that gully, right? And I looked at Jackie right in the eye and I said, because of the stuff that you did, I couldn't do nothing. because of the stuff you and Keisha did and everybody before me. I couldn't do nothing because when I tell you I'm the baby of the baby, I'll put it like this. My cousin whose funeral we went to, he's a month older than my mom. Mm-hmm. And that was his auntie. Like, mm-hmm. Yeah. My mom is the youngest of 10 and I'm her youngest. Like,
I'm the baby.
Age gap is incredible. All right, Casey, you got to go home to JoJo soon. So, so at this funeral, his son, my cousin Kendall, married my sister's best friend, Abrina. Now, they have been, I forget how long they've been married, but Keisha and Abrina have been best friends forever, right? So when I finally, you know, when you hit a certain age, you realize, you know, you like what you like, right? And me, I liked smart girls. That's just who I was, right? Mm-hmm. And Abrina, my sister's best friend, is a smart girl. And so I have had a crush on her forever. And my cousin married her. So while we were down there for the funeral, every time she walked past me or every time we interacted, I would look her right in the eye. I said, "What's up, cousin?" Just as angrily as I could possibly get it out. And as we were leaving the church, everybody getting in the cars, we were parked right by each other. Right. Mm. So I go give Abrina a hug and I say, "We'll see you later on today," because obviously we're going to see you later on today on the hill. I give her a hug and I say, "See you later. And I love you." And then Kendall goes to give Whitney a hug and he's talking about, "All right, baby, I'll see you later." And I say, "We ain't doing that. You don't know her like I know Abrina."
You can't do your family like that.
No, it was all fun and games. Mm-hmm. But I just wanted to put this out there. That because Whitney knows, like, I made all the jokes that I possibly could because, you know, you don't get to see everybody as much as you can.
Right.
Pandemic, just time, everybody's not away. I just wanted to say that Whitney used to let me get away with so much. And it's so interesting now that I live in this world in 2021 where I was like, "Baby, I meant nothing by the things I was saying. I've known Abrina forever. She's really a sister to me. But I got to make these jokes because that's what they're expecting."
True.
And that's what happened. I think a lot of folks don't understand that about me is that in 2021, I'm just making the jokes that I'm used to make for your entertainment because I am definitely not the same person that people remember me as.
Right.
Because there's stuff I would say and do back then that I would apologize so much now for now. Like if I could go back in time and say, "Hey, the things I did back then were so stupid and so dumb," I would, but I had to make those mistakes to get where I am today.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying that's what I learned.
Life.
It is life, but I just want to let y'all know that I ain't no dog no more. Like when I say I have friends and of the female persuasion, that's literally what they are. Friends. Mm-hmm. And like I don't like nobody. I love my wife.
Good.
And that's just the way I am. A lot of folks ain't like that. But I just want to say that's how I am. So when y'all hear me tell these jokes on this podcast, know that they
just
jokes.
Know they jokes.
Yeah. But Supergirl is fine.
I'm going to cuss you out. Like, for real. I do want to say one thing before I leave, before we end this show. People, as the holiday season approaches, please, 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 please don't take this time to experiment with things like macaroni and cheese.
Boy,
one time only.
I know where this is going.
To the sister that's in the sunken place, Miss Texie Kitchen, the TikTok, you don't put raisins and macaroni and cheese.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
I'm all with people eating what they like and liking what they eat.
Mm-hmm.
But there are just some things that God don't approve of, and that is it.
I have never in my life been more offended at anything. I've been in dangerous situations. My life has been in actual danger, and I have never been more offended than when I saw that TikTok. And she was doing fine. Everything was good. And then she put those. Right. Yeah, she was doing okay. I just wanted to see what it tastes like because it looked like something I ain't never tried before. I didn't say it was going to be great. I'm just saying I want to see what it tasted like. Mm-hmm. But then she put them raisins in that macaroni, and I had never been so offended in my life. Like, yeah. Who does that? And, I just want to apologize to all of our white listeners right now. Because I just want to say, when I was looking at the hand who was doing that, I was like, okay, this is a black woman. This is going to be interesting. And then she did the whitest thing I'd ever seen and put some raisins in macaroni and cheese. I have never seen a Negro in my life put raisins in macaroni until that night. And everything I thought I knew about the world was shattered. It's like you could hear glass break. That's what it felt like. It was the worst experience of my life. And I can't think of anything worse. Now, obviously, I can, but it was pretty bad. This is right up there. It's like top 10 worst things I've ever experienced was watching somebody put raisins in macaroni.
But see, if you look at all her other videos, she does some very questionable cooking things. But like I said,
I'll never look at them.
Just don't.
It'll
hurt your heart and your feelings.
I might block her. I might go back and block her because that's the most disrespectful thing I've ever seen in my life. Raisins and macaroni? Talking about macaroni, like you ain't never had it this good before. You can get macaroni from McAllister's and it'd be better than that raisins and the macaroni.
Listen, just go with some Kraft Blue Box Special and call it a day.
You can get some Velveeta shells and cheese and be better. Mm-hmm. You don't put no goddamn on raisins and macaroni.
Well, Nick, before you get too heated, hit everybody with your socials.
Wait a minute. I want to tell one more story. Hold on, okay. Let me see how much time we know.
Do that.
All right, I got one more story I want to tell. Okay, so last weekend I was home, right? And I went with my sister and we took Nala and Alan to the fair.
Mm-hmm. I already know what story you're about to tell.
Okay.
I'm still going to laugh.
So I just want to say it was a really pleasurable experience because I did not expect those kids to mind me the way that I did. And what I mean by that is, like, if they'd get too far ahead, because, you know, Keisha's still recovering from her foot surgery, so she needed me to go with her just to make sure the kids don't get too far away. So if they got too far ahead, I'd just call their names, and they'd come right back to me. And Alan really surprised me because when I held out my hand and said, grab my hand, he actually did it. It was a two-year-old who spent, the first year and a half of his life never really seeing me. Yeah. So that to me was remarkable. Like, I appreciate them for that.
Now he just sounds like a kid that gets some whoopings.
They are very disciplined, I can tell you that much. So Keisha and her kids get on the Ferris wheel. And I'm cool because, you know, I'm just taking care of stuff. I didn't want to get on anything. I didn't feel like it. Like, not that I'm little now. I can fit on all the rides. I just didn't want to ride any.
Yeah.
So I'm taking her care of her little foot scooter and everything, and I'm sitting on it. And I'm just sitting there minding my own business. I'm already sad because Whitney ain't there. And, like, I'm having, like bad flashbacks from when I was on the at the fairs in the past before by myself, wishing I had a girlfriend to be there with me because, you know, I didn't have the swag that I do now. You would not believe that, but it's true. So I'm sitting there minding my own business, and you would never believe what starts playing as I'm sitting there.
What?
Differences by Genuine. I'm just sitting there minding my own business. My whole life has changed since you came in. I knew right then. I'm like, what the is happening right now? Why are they playing? I'm already in my feelings. So why in the world are we playing this song? What are we doing? At the fair of all places. And then they follow that over some T.I.
Okay, that's a little bit.
No, it wasn't okay. I did not deserve it. I'm already sitting there by myself on my phone, missing my wife. And then that's when Miss Mariah Reynolds walked into my... Okay. There's going to be some people who got that joke, and I appreciate the people that who did. There are people who are going to get that, and then you're not one of them, but there's going to be people who are going to appreciate that joke, and I'm telling you, it's going to do numbers. Believe me.
Okay.
Absolutely do numbers. So anyway, I just wanted to tell the story. I had a very great time, but I was in my feelings the entire time, and I love my sister, and I did that for her, and I appreciate her offering me to do that, but... the fair messed me up because that wasn't right. They could have played any other song in the world, but not differences as I'm just watching my sister and her babies. My whole life has changed. Going around since you came in. I knew right then you were Lance special.
We ain't trying to give them no money.
That's why I started singing it bad. Okay. Then it was a parody. All right. So now that I've told that story, let's take it on home. You told me to get my socials.
Yes.
Okay. You can find me.
To connect with you.
Yeah. You can find me, Nicholas J. Finch, on Facebook, the NJF on Instagram and Twitter, the NJ Finch on TikTok.
And I'm Kirsten Cunningham. You can find me there on Facebook with that name because that's my name. K-Ham Cooks on Instagram. K-Ham Speaks on Twitter. And you can follow the show by just searching hashtag True Comedy. We everywhere taking over on everything.
Hey, man, you got to be careful. You got to tell folks how to spell your first name because I have seen it spelled so wrong lately that I'm starting to believe it's got an E in it.
It's in the show notes.
I'm just saying, bro.
Listen, yes. People had known me 37,000 years misspelling my name.
I can't, bro. They be putting an E in there like it's just supposed to be there.
Or an I in a random place. Or a C-H.
Kirstine.
Came from.
Like, what are we doing? That's like.
Why you spell my name like chicory?
My name is not Chikorita. It is Kirsten.
Right. Oh, stupid folks. But as always, y'all, this has been True Comedy. Later.
Wait.